Say goodbye to boring and hello to Willow Apartments Doncaster. With a 5% deposit, say hello now and receive a bonus $9,000 in Smeg appliances free. Visit willowdoncaster.com.au for more.
Snip, snip, Fev. This Thursday, you and many men around Melbourne are supporting each other through the snip. Now,
Boxy, over the weekend, there was horses were racing, and there was three horses with the name Snipping Them.
Oh, dear.
And I texted the Byron as an omen bet.
Yeah.
None of them won.
I don't know what that's telling you,
yes,
Feb.
Yes, and I was like...
Probably not to bet on horses that are running at Darwin, for a start.
You, Feb, you've made the decision to shut up shop.
And there's one horse that did win.
And
called I'm Loving Gabby.
You,
I know, and it's a good horse too. It's my ex-girlfriend's name.
Oh, wow.
I may still have feelings for him.
You've made that decision, but it's I missed what you said.
You just said you're totally
derailing the show. What happened?
I still might have feelings
just
for
push
her.
Just push on. It's about the snip. Go. Keep talking about Fair Snip.
God, go, keep going. We'll get back to that.
Okay, now you've decided, but what we're discovering is lots of men around Melbourne have decided to do the snip, but it's the going through with it because it's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
In and have the operation done or the procedure.
Yes.
So, Fev, you are doing it this week and we've begun or commenced your snip club.
Yes.
Which means other men around Melbourne who'd like to go in on Thursday with Fev and do it.
I can't do it by myself. Joining.
Now, what was interesting, we launched snip club last week and then we were having a meeting on Friday morning after the show. Your phone rang. Now, it's one of my, it's my favourite Favola, I'm going to call it. I'll call him Ange.
Ange.
Yeah. Ange Dad. Favola. Mm. Fev's dad, I can't get enough of him. Now, he rang you and you put him on speaker and we decided to record the call. Now, I feel for Ange because we'll play it now. Ange doesn't know that we're all sitting around listening to this conversation, which is really a private conversation.
Yeah, it's actually very private.
Between Fev and his dad, Ange.
Are you worried about getting snipped?
A little bit, yeah.
No, it's nothing. These days, you're in there within an hour.
An hour? Jesus. Do they get near your old fella? What happens?
No. They put a couple of a cut on each side of your groin, and where your two tubes come in, all they do is snip it and burn them. That's it.
So you've had it done?
I've had it done and had it reversed.
What? What for?
Who's there with you?
Oh.
You still have folks.
Yeah, we just recorded all that.
Oh, thanks, mate.
Hey, Ed, great to hear from you.
Hello, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Oh, you're an
a**hole. Do we have permission to play that, don't we?
No, you haven't.
Take that as a yes.
Take that as a yes.
No.
Yes.
I will fix you right up.
Byron, I will.
I thought Ange and I had good rapport.
How was that bit though? Look, it was like a sitcom. Like when you are all sitting around listening to eavesdropping on a phone call, but when your dad said he's had it done in reverse, I couldn't help but go, "What?"
I know. I couldn't stop laughing. And the fact that my old man rang me about the snip, he never told me about the birds and the bees, but geez, he's educated
he's
on the snip.
Very thorough.
Thank you, Ange. You don't want another son. Time to snip it. When you're finished with your gun, you must snip it. Come join Fev and have some fun. A couple of spots still to go. Fev's Snip Club. Tomorrow we'll hear from a couple more blokes.
We should have had that translated.
Join you. Yeah, I couldn't understand a word he said.
101.9 The Fox. Look, it's disappointing, Melbourne. I know we're only just into the new year. I mean, we're just into Feb, so we're actually a month in. But already, the PC police are back. To PC, make way for the fun police. What are you doing? You can't say that. And Mary Poppins is under fire.
Aww.
Mary Poppins.
Sorry, what?
Of all fictional characters to get a bad rap from a US academic. And I love this. I honestly think some academics are making stuff up they don't believe in just to get a headline. Because this guy's got his photo in the paper. His name is Professor Daniel Pollock Peltzner. And he's got a piece in the New York Times. Now, this is what he's claiming. He's claiming Mary Poppins, the movie, is racist.
Oh, here we go. For this reason.
I don't know if you're familiar, Fev, and I'm talking about the original with Julie Andrews.
They're running down the hill. No, that's The Sound of Music.
It's Julie Andrews still. Yeah, you're in the right actress, so I'll pay that. You may recall the scene where Mary Poppins and the character played by Dick Van Dyke, the chimney sweep, they come out of a chimney with the two children. So they've been – he's a chimney sweep. That's his profession. Yep. And he takes the kids down a chimney. Now, they all come down with soot on their face. So they've got the soot, chimney soot, which would probably happen. Which is obviously a dark colour. That is racist.
Oh, it's chimney soot.
I mean, it's chimney soot.
Wow.
It's
from being in the chimney.
So their faces have soot on them. But that's apparently he's looking to have the film banned because of chimney soot.
Lucky he doesn't read the Herald Sun. I read the Herald Sun yesterday, and there's been a lot of bushfires in Melbourne, and they had all the firefighters sitting there with all the
soot
on their face.
They need it. Someone hand them a towel.
2PC, make way for the fun police.
What are you doing? You can't say that.
101.9
The Fox.
The Fox.
Snip Club, Snip Club, time for Snip Club. Don't want another kid, so it's time to get it done. Snip Club, Snip Club, join the Snip Club. Don't want to have another son.
Oh, okay, it's the Fev Snip Club, Feef, and you started it. Feef actually set it up.
Yeah, Feef set it up, but it all started from Schnooksy, my wife Alex, saying you need to get the snip. If you want any more action, it's got to be cut.
Oh, dear.
And over the weekend, we had a few drinks just to set the scene. And she said to me, are you sure you want to get the snip? I said, what? I said, it was your idea. Well, that's it. You know, don't just do it for a radio thing.
Oh,
and I'm
gosh,
like,
Fev.
Honey, you told me to get the snip.
What do you want to? I mean, we're not pressuring. I know I started Snip Club, but I certainly don't want to be pressuring you into doing this.
I'm so nervous now. I thought I could just save a couple, but then that's
just stupid.
Well,
why don't you just put some on ice?
Put some on ice. But you can reverse it, which obviously hurts, but I'm scared to do it by myself, so I need people to come along.
Well, that was the whole point. See, so this club is not about pressuring, guys.
Not at all.
Particularly pressuring Fev.
If I had a couple of mates to come with me.
Although, don't back out.
Because I'm a team player.
There are some great jingles
we've
done.
You can always back out. I mean, the jingles are fine, but this is your body. So if you don't want to do it, don't do it. You're not, but don't do it for show.
I just want to do it with a few people.
Well, this is the thing. So Snip Club is about men supporting men. There's lots of guys out there who want to get the snip and have decided to, but actually ringing the clinic, booking it in and turning up is difficult. But if you can do it with mates like Fev, so we're putting together Snip Club, lots of guys registering. We've got Matt from Sunbury. Matt, welcome to Fev Snip Club.
Morning, Feef. How are you going?
Yes, very well. Now, Matt, what's your situation? Where are you at in your life with wanting the snip?
So it's actually quite funny. Over the last 4 or 5 years, Feef, I've sent through that many inquiries through to Dr. Smith by the inquiry line. And then you get the email back from the guys there, and it sits in your inbox, and you're like, oh, should I, shouldn't I? And it's actually quite twice. I've paid the $100 deposit to lock myself in. And then three or 4 days before, you get the nerves and you start to shake and you look at your inbox and you go, nah, I just don't have the balls to do it. It's just not going to happen.
You've got four kids too, Matt. So you've sowed your seeds. You've done well.
He's already deposited his coin in the bank.
But Fev will hold your hand and you'll do this together.
So Matt's in.
Matt's in.
Yes. Fantastic.
All right, Matty. Let's lose our manhood together.
Well, no, you still stay man. It's okay. You're still manhood.
I just need someone to hold. I'm packing.
I can see you and Matt
because I spoke
in the
to a few guys
holding
the,
hands.
Yeah, I spoke to a few guys in the stirrups.
What are you talking about?
You're getting stirrups.
What stirrups?
I'm tying my legs up.
It's not pony club.
Snip has to.
Snip club.
Pop your legs in stirrups. Sure.
Yeah, I don't think.
Not having a pap smear.
Well, I have to go into stirrups. You should get into stirrups. Now on Friday we took a call from Sherry because we were expecting men to mainly call and register themselves, but the odd wife called through and Sherry was very keen for her husband Angelo to get the snip. Sherry in Endeavour Hills. Sherry, are you nominating somebody?
I am.
Does he know that he's been nominated?
He'll be listening to this, so I'm sure he does now.
Okay. Is this your hubby?
Yes, Angelo.
Angie!
And how many kids have you got, Sherry?
We've got baby number 5 on the way.
Oh, wow.
I love you've got number four. You're incubating number five and you've got him down at Dr. Snip. Now, we've got the man himself, Angelo, on the line. Are you there, Angelo?
Yeah, I am.
Angelo,
how you going, guys?
We're great. Your wife, she nominated you in front of Melbourne, everyone listening.
Yeah.
How do you feel about doing this, Angelo? Obviously, we need your buy-in.
Yeah. Well, look, we've been talking about it since the fourth one, and I've been listening. I listen to you guys every morning. You know, like you guys cheer me up every single morning of the week. So I'm really looking forward to having you back this year. And when I heard it, I was on the excavator at the time, and I've nearly swung my boom the wrong way when I heard it.
Hey! Don't go swinging anything in the wrong way, mate. Oh. You've already had five kids.
Look out.
Exactly
now,
right.
Now, mate, you're obviously due in 7 weeks, so you got one through to the keeper, so you got five. Will you come get the snip with me?
Definitely. All definitely, right. Mate.
Because I'm a little bit nervous.
So we've got Matt and Angelo locked into Snip Club with you, Fev.
Yeah. God. Are you scared, Angelo?
Look, I read the... I got up this morning at 5 o'clock and I was reading the paperwork and it. Yeah, I'm a little bit nervous, I must admit. You know, it's a little bit daunting, but I'm sure I'll be fine. And, you know, we're with the experts, so yeah. I'll leave it in the hands of the experts.
And there's always a positive to a thing that's not going to be good. You get a stubby holder and a chocolate frog, Ange.
Beautifully said. And
from Dr. Snip.
You are nervous.
I can give you a chocolate frog.
And a stubby holder.
But welcome to Snip Club.
Thanks, guys. You don't want another son. Time to snip it. When you're finished with your gun, you must snip it.
Come join Fev and have some fun. And snip it. Stirrups, I don't think, are part of it.
Imagine having a gun with...
You've got to put your feet somewhere. Mate, how does he get in there?
Imagine having a gun with no bullets.
All right, okay,
the
we'll take a break.
The bullets are still there, yeah, remember.
Still don't understand.
Full. It's but okay.
But you can't... Yeah. All right, God, we'll they're
just not potent.
Okay. 101.9, The
Fox. I saw a headline I couldn't resist in the paper, Fev. The headline was, "The Bizarre Things Countries in the World Are Number One At."
Oh, yeah.
I love things good. Like this. Isn't this good?
What are we good at?
Well, funnily enough, we're not on the list. So I'm worried we're not good at anything and we haven't come in number one on anything. I thought we had the number one livable city being Melbourne.
We'd be number one at playing AFL footy.
Well, you'd think.
There you go.
Well, maybe we're not.
Oh, come on.
I think we would be. Anyway,
well, yes, we are.
Here's some fun ones for you. Cameroon, the most exploding lakes. I mean... I don't think Cameroon tourism work very hard because I've never heard of Cameroon being a tourist destination.
Right.
But if you've got exploding lakes, oh, come on. Of course you want to.
Let's go to Cameroon for a water ski. Nah.
No, well, is that like the Bellagio in Vegas, except it naturally happens where they're just bursts of water?
I don't even, just the curiosity.
You know, the fountain in front of the Bellagio?
That's a show.
For curiosity reasons alone, you'd want to check out exploding lakes. That's impressive.
Great.
Cambodia have the longest alphabet in the world. I mean, what? They should maybe cut
more than
that
26
down.
Letters.
Yeah, they've got 33.
What are the other letters?
I don't have them on me. Oh. Do you need them?
Well, what are they?
It'd be nice to know.
Czech Republic, you won't enjoy this because I think they've rivaled. We could have been number one at this and I think you would have been very proud of it. Czech Republic,
beautiful
highest
people.
Consumption of beer.
Ooh, really? Yeah, more than Germany.
Covered. They've got us covered.
And the Germans,
yeah, and the Germans. Yeah, you'd think if you've got Oktoberfest, you should be number one.
Jack Watts.
Venezuela, I thought you'd enjoy this. They have the best... performance at the big four beauty pageants in the world. So Venezuela. Turkey should just be embarrassed. They're just the largest apricot producer. I wouldn't have popped that on the list. 101.9
The Fox. We're having a bit of a casual chat about music and just out of absolutely nowhere, Fifi Box fires up in defense of a celebrity. What? This was unbelievable.
Celine Dion's dating one of her dancers. Did you
supply?
Know that?
No, she's not. I'm going to defend her. She's done an interview where she's clarified they are friends. There is no romantic connection. So I don't like
so
people
you believe
making
her?
Rumors. I believe Celine.
Okay.
Good on you.
The woman that stayed married and faithful to her husband for 25 years before he passed away. I mean, give her a break.
Please, we defend Celine Dion.
Glad you brought that up. I got fired up about that the other day.
I just read it. I just read it.
She's just got a mate who's a young boy.
Leave her alone.
Man. I didn't mean to.
Oh, I know, didn't you?
Well, I know, but you know I get very defensive of people who, when magazines make up stories about them.
I said Dr. Chris got married this morning and you went nuts.
I fired
again.
Up. I defended Dr. Chris.
Oh, what the hell?
Yeah, because these magazines make up ridiculous, ludicrous stories. I've been in a relationship with Dr. Chris, according to them. I was in a relationship with Russell Crowe, according to them, and various other people over my life. But they're never true. But no, Celine, in that instance, I think that is so unfair. Celine comes out, does an interview and says, that is a backup dancer that I'm friends with. I enjoy his company. There is no romantic connection.
That's what Mariah Carey said too.
No, well, she's definitely with him. I'm not defending Mariah. There are some celebs you do, you fire up for and you defend. I mean, you know, Fev, you would, I imagine at some stage people have defended you. I would defend you.
Well, they try to defend me. Most of it was true. I was up that creek without a paddle most of the time, Boxy. But Pete, we've stuck up for you.
What?
What happened to me? What hasn't it? You're on the front page
of the
papers all the time.
Oh, yeah, you do that as a mate. But what about when you don't know the celeb? Like, remember a few years ago, Britney. Remember the guy that went...
Oh, Chris Crocker.
Chris Crocker. He became famous because of this viral video.
Leave her alone! Leave Britney alone!
Leave Britney!
See, I'd stick up for Byron a lot more, but he's actually not a celeb. So,
yeah, all right.
So he doesn't qualify because we were going to open the phones, 13, 10, 60, and ask you to defend a celebrity. Do you find yourself feeling, I've got to get in there and bat for that person? I mean, right now, for instance, there could be someone watching I'm a Celeb and thinking, Justin's just a great guy who, sure, he thinks highly of himself.
he's pretty happy with himself.
He's a great guy. It's almost like defending the underdog or an unpopular celeb, and you can see the merit in who they are. Pete Evans, he from My Kitchen Rules, he gets a lot of flack.
Leave Pete alone. All Pete does is tell everyone to eat goji berries. No, but he cops it. All he's saying is, live a healthy lifestyle. Yeah. Good on you, Pete.
Talking about Justin last night, he got the world record for the most trials. So no one in that, because it's all around the world, this show. It's been going for like 18 years in all of Europe. No one's been on more trials than him. So he got like a
He's really unpopular, isn't he?
So he sat in the tok-toki and he said, oh, God, I've never, ever won something like this before. My parents are going to be so proud. Who needs a degree when you're so popular?
Does he not get it?
No, he thinks he's really popular.
Doesn't know the format.
And none of us are prepared to defend him. 13, 10, 60. Defend a celebrity. It can be a random celebrity.
Love it.
At the moment, I imagine Steven Seagal's in the country. He's getting a bit of a bad rap.
Sure.
If you want to make me defend Steven.
I'm not defending him at
13,
all.
10, 60, call us right now.
1019. The Fox. The Fox.
This is your chance to defend a celeb. I mean, not often do you get that. Often you're on your couch or you're watching the telly or you're in your car and you're firing up going, why is everyone picking on this person? I feel a need to defend Celine Dion at the moment because people are saying she's in a relationship with her toy boy.
Really?
And they're just friends.
Really got your knickers
it
in a
just
knot, didn't
really
it?
Got me because it just had
I was
me
like,
go.
Whoa. It was real early too. It was like 6:10.
Yeah, she really. Yeah. You fired like, right up.
What, this is supposed to be fun time.
No, Celine is sacred. Don't go, Celine.
Okay.
Now we've got Tansy from Tarnead. Hi, Tansy.
Hi guys. How you going?
Tansy, great name. I love Tansy. That was on my list when I had Trixie Tansy.
Oh, really? Yep. Oh, what an honour.
Cracker Tansy.
Tansy's great. Tansy, who do you find yourself? What celeb would you like in this forum to defend?
Justin.
I'm a celeb.
I'm a celeb.
I think being a model would be so lonely, and he's really got to love himself. Because
Tansy, it's tough, but I've got friends, and I model, and it's...
Yeah, but Pev, you're a legend, so...
Whoops.
Go to Alpha Bucks, what are we doing?
Thank you. So look, you know, and models have feelings.
So he's got a fan, so he's doing okay.
There we go.
I actually quite like him. Okay. I'm actually into him.
I've not watched it, so I can't really comment.
He's so dumb but smart, but has no idea what he's. He's like, I think we're very similar.
Really?
Yeah.
He might
win. I'm pretty dumb, but I'm actually pretty smart.
Yeah.
But he's lovable.
Is he playing the game?
Well, I said to Al, I reckon he literally has been put in there as an actor, and at the end they're going to turn around and go, the whole time he was playing everything up.
Wasn't
he on Love Island?
Yeah, but he reckons that's where he goes, I was on Love Island and my career skyrocketed.
Wow.
they were his words.
Carlos in Dandenong. Hi, Carlos.
Hi.
Hey, Carlos. Well, what celebrity or who would you like to defend?
Byron.
Thank you.
Byron who?
Why?
Well, it's a celebrity. So.
Oh, you?
Why? Because Fev is forever paying out on him. Every chance he gets.
Are you talking about Byron, our Byron?
Yeah, the number one celebrity.
Yeah, he's not a celebrity. He doesn't count, bro.
No, but us bad celebrities, luck, Carlos. Celine Dion, myself. No, I understand. I absolutely get
Hang
it.
Hang on. You and Justin.
101.9 The Fox.
Fev, I have been introduced to something that I've never experienced before. It was a first for me on Friday afternoon, and I am saying it is possibly, it's a dilemma. I think it's a federal issue that should be brought up in Parliament.
A federal issue?
No, this is, seriously, Australia, Melbourne, we need to act.
Right.
School pickup is a problem.
Yep.
I've sort of heard over the years friends talk about school pickup.
I've whinged to you about this.
You have, but I got caught in the gridlock of it the other day. Mm-hmm. Now, I live, because Trixie started prep on Friday, and kinder, you're always picking up half an hour before or 45 minutes before the rest of the schools finish. Yeah, so 2:33. Now, bang on 3:30. Every child from every school comes out and all their parents are there. This is for people who are unaware. I know I'm preaching to a lot of the people who are well across how diabolical.
Probably doing drop off now.
School pickup is. But I live at usually it's a 3 minute drive to school. I picked up Trixie at 3:30 on Friday afternoon. We got home at 4:10.
What?
That's 40 minutes in traffic.
That's horrific.
What's happening? And I was in my car. I mean, I've come up with a million plans that I think I should pitch to the school boards around Melbourne. No, I'm serious.
You're going to join the Parents Association?
I was in my car. And 13:10:60, any parents right now who are stuck in school drop-off, school pickup, we need to unite, start a parents' organisation and say, no more.
Right.
There has to be an easier
There's
way
There's not ample
to
parking
do...
either around schools. It's a nightmare. They've only got the 2-minute pickup drop-off. And I just hate the people that sit there in the 2-minute drop-off and they sit there for like 20 minutes. You can't do that.
If your kid's not there,
you go keep going. The amount of laps I do picking up the kids, oh my God, it does my head in.
Okay.
Absolute nightmare.
I know I'm coming in Johnny Come Lately to this.
Sandra Sully.
But I've already
You're new to it.
I'm new to it.
Yeah. Sandra Sully.
The 40 minutes I spent in the car on Friday afternoon trying to get away from the school.
So I've got one before you start. I've got one. You live 3 minutes from the school?
Yep.
Walk.
Yep. Okay. It was hot.
There's your solution.
Okay.
It's really hot.
Fair enough.
Now, what about this? Stagger school finish times. Mm-hmm. So prep 1-2, maybe they're at 3:15.
Smart.
Grade 3-4-5, they're at 3:30. And then 3:45 for 6-7. And then when there's senior schools and high schools.
So year 12 is leaving at 9 o'clock.
No, the lines are open. There's plenty of passion for this, Fief.
I'm dreading picking Trixie up from school today. Oh, there's got to be a way around it.
101.9 The Fox.
I was introduced to school pickup on Friday, which was a nightmare that I hadn't expected. And I've been reaching out to all sorts of parents over the weekend going, "How? Nobody warned me school pickup was so hard.
Nightmare.
Getting near the school, getting away from the school. And as I said a few minutes ago, usually it's a 3-minute drive and it was 40 minutes. Now, a lot of people have called in and have suggested that I walk. Thank you very much. I have already got to that. I'm going to take Trixie's scooter and I'll
scoot.
I'll scoot to school.
You'll scoot.
And then she can scoot home.
Get two.
Oh, I could get one That'd of those cool. sit-down ones.
Yeah, it'd be amazing.
So, yeah, we will. Thank you for all that feedback. I'll start walking.
Can we get video of you scooting to school, please?
I'd love that.
But no.
Have you considered skating? Just get a deck.
She was a skater girl. She said, see
you never
later.
Know. But the other thing is, it's a massive hill I've got to walk up. I mean, not that I'm complaining. It's fine.
Mate,
but
it's a great opportunity to get Lizzie Rosie Box out into the world.
No, but
take
I can't take
Lizzie walk.
Because I can't take her into the school. So I don't know what to do with Lizzie. There's issues. Anyway, I thought because I was new to this and I'm thinking so many parents around Melbourne must be pulling their hair out at drop off and pick up, call and have a vent. Michelle in Ringwood. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, how are you going?
Michelle, good. How are you going? Are you dropping off at the moment?
On the way to drop off.
How do you handle it? Is it tough?
Drop off? It's fine. It is pick up.
Oh, dear, pick up.
Yes. So we have to, new mum, new school, we have to get there an hour early just to get a semi-decent spot, and then it takes 40 minutes to get home, and it's a 5-minute drive.
That's amazing.
This is ridiculous.
What school in Ringwood?
I prefer not to say.
No, you don't have to, but there's lots. Because I went to school in Ringwood, so I went to Tintern, but there's Parkwood, Norwood, Yarra Valley, Luther. There's all these schools.
But, yeah, so it's, yes, it's interesting. So I've now managed to get my father to do it.
Your who?
My dad.
Oh, your dad. Good work. Oh, grandparents.
Hey, there's a solution.
Because they've got nothing to do but sit in the car. So that's a great idea.
That is great.
When I picked my Lenny and Lulu up from their old school,
yeah.
I used to always leave like 45 minutes before I had to pick them up, get there like 30 minutes early and just sit there in the car.
But just to get just there to get 30 minutes spot. Before.
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
That's what you've got to do.
There's tricks.
But, no, but then you do your emails or do right. whatever.
I sit play and watch Netflix.
I play slots and use Ladbrokes.
That's a good point. Because I can walk at the moment. What if it's wet and rainy?
Yeah.
Then I'm going to have to find another solution. Kylie in Wallen. Hi, Kylie.
Hi.
Kylie, how are you going with school pickup?
Your idea is a good idea in theory, but it's not going to work because I have three children ranging from grade 2 to year 9, so yeah. I would be sitting at school for an hour waiting for...
Oh, my staggered idea.
Yeah, staggered. Yeah.
See, that really works for the mother of an only child.
1019.
The Fox.
The Fox.
School drop-off, school pick-up, a new world for Fief with Trixie starting prep.
Yeah, and Meltdown on the phones. I have tapped a rich vein here because I only experienced it last week and realised it was a living nightmare. Right. It's like hell.
When you told me this morning, Boxy, I said this would happen.
You did. You said watch people it's in Melbourne a full-on go thing. Mad. Now, I've got Kerri-Ann in Berwick. Hi, Kerri-Ann.
Hi there.
Kerri-Ann, now I talked about maybe petitioning federal parliament to try to fix school pickup.
I'll go with you and we'll kill it.
Okay, now, you've already apparently made changes.
This is my situation. I had one in prep, one in kinder, and twins in daycare.
Ooh.
So I was working, so I had to be on time all the time, every day. And every time, drop off at the prep, they're all parking in the drop off zone.
Yeah.
So I fed up. I cracked it. I lost it. I went to the school. I went to the council and I had signs made up, massive signs, big signs, like door-sized signs. Can you read? Hello? 2-minute drop-off. The council worked with me. The school worked with me. And now I've got parents that if anyone's in the drop-off zone for more than whatever, you just park your car, flip your horn and sit there and go move it, move along. I don't care. I've got stuff to do. I've got places to go.
Oh,
I don't have time for this.
Kerri-Ann. You're,
no, you need Kerri-Ann at your school.
Kerri-Ann, you're who I want to be.
I'll drop Trixie off.
Oh, I love it. I'm on talk, but you're a woman of action.
She can work Trixie into her schedule.
Start how you mean to go on. And everyone, say hello, kids.
There we go.
Oh, how lucky are they having you as a mum?
Am I a good mum?
Yeah. Oh, that was more of a flat yes. Than it was
yes, boss.
1019, The Fox. Fox FM's $50,000 secret sound.
Everybody reckons they know what it is. $50,000 up for grabs, Fief.
Yes, there's been lots of guesses over the last few weeks. Can we hear the sound, Byron, please?
Here we go. This is your $50,000 secret sound. Fev is pretending to do something with an object.
Yep.
He's doing a bit of a mime here in the studio. It's quite visual.
He's pretending he's got a briefcase in front of him.
Don't say that again.
And it's good. Oh, is it? Is it? I think, Fev, I still think it might be the electronic cards of Solitaire when they deal them.
Well, I reckon I've answered it, but I don't know which one.
We've had some great guesses so far.
You've had that many guesses.
Just a reminder, Fev, Byron and myself do not know what it is, so we're having random guesses. Leon Shergren's the only member of our team who knows. So Larissa from Clyde North. Hi, Larissa.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Larissa, you are moments away from possibly winning $50,000.
Large.
Larissa.
Pretty exciting.
What do you think the secret sound is?
I think that it might be moving a file on the computer into the recycle bin.
Oh, yes.
Oh, hang on.
Good.
Larissa,
very good.
I like it. We'll now turn to Leon. This is his moment.
Oh,
his
this bit makes me sick.
Very hungry for power, Leon.
Yes. Okay, Leon.
Loves this.
Just a yes or a no.
Do you want me to draw it out or not?
No.
Well, no, it's not the same.
Oh.
See, that's what we want.
I like the suspense,
that was a
personally.
Solid guess.
That's my bet. That's my favourite guess, Boxy, so far.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Because it actually sounds like it. I'm spewing. I didn't think of it.
It's good. Claudia from Springvale. Hi, Claudia.
Hello.
Claudia. Claudia, $50,000 would be nice to win on a Monday morning, wouldn't it?
Yes, it definitely would.
Okay, now tell us what you believe the secret sound is.
I think it's punching through paper just because I heard a little demo of it and it sounds the exact same.
Hole punching.
Do you mean hole punch? Oh, no.
With your hand.
A fist
through. Just punching paper with your fist.
Fev's doing that now with his piece of paper.
Okay.
Let's go to Leon.
I could answer that for her. Do we need Leon?
Officially, yes. Terms and conditions.
It's not the secret.
Bad luck, Claudia.
Solid effort. I'm surprised. I reckon there's been some really good guesses from across the panel from you two.
Someone has guessed hole punch, by the way, because when Claudia said that, I thought, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah. Actually, there are incorrect guesses at fox.com.au. You can make sure you don't double guess because you're wasting your opportunity. But I reckon someone should just parrot some of your ones, but they never do on the phones. No, everyone's got their own idea, I guess.
But if they did say what I said and they changed their guess and I was wrong and they were right, they'd be filled.
Very good point. It's Fox FM's $50,000 secret sound. More chances after 9 this morning.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Drama continues on Married at First Sight as more couples are getting married and spending the night together and waking up to a new bride or a new groom in the morning. The whole concept of the show surprises me. But Sam Ball, he's a tattoo gym junkie. He is struggling in his romantic life because he's too hot.
Right.
And this happens. Yeah. Hot people have problems too, as identified by one of the psychologists on the show.
Now, Sam is a handsome guy, but he's finding that his looks are working against him in the dating world because women presume that he's not after a serious relationship.
And I'm going to say... I can understand this in as much as I bet this does happen. Some people are just too good looking and then people have assumptions about them. Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily go for a really good looking guy because I have an assumption.
I found Alex and it all worked out well. It doesn't happen. If you're a good person, you can have the looks, but you've got to be a good dude.
So you're saying that because, you know, you're a very good looking man.
Oh, thank you, Fifi.
And it's worked out for you.
Stop it.
Yeah, but that, do you know
what? I just thought I had charisma.
I think you're lucky you met the love of your life when you were young. But I think
I was uglier. I'm like a bottle of red.
Get better with age.
Pimples, big. You could fly on my ears. Big long hair. I was awful.
Oh, you're a late bloomer.
This segment really, you're the poster boy for this segment because we often do this on our show. We haven't done it for a long time.
We don't have a jingle, if that's what you're looking
really?
For.
Really?
No. There's no jingle. No.
It was a jingle, though, wasn't it?
There was back in the day, but I think we've lost it.
That was when, who was that other guy?
This was many moons ago.
Various audio producers.
Jez, anyway, Jez.
It was a wacky jingle that went, hot people
hot
problems.
Hot people problems. Now, 131060, if you know if you're hot, you know that. It's instinctive. You know that you're good-looking. People tell you all the time.
We're both good looking, so we need people to ring up 131060, explain a bar and what it means.
Yeah, that's funny.
But you've got nowhere to turn. If you're a hot person and you've got problems, you can't tell your friends because they go, oh, yes, so hard, being so fantastic and so good looking. Nobody thinks you've got problems. We know you have it. We want to be your shoulder to cry on.
Thank you.
So are you struggling in the dating scene because you're too good looking and people make assumptions about you?
We're not going to judge that.
Maybe
just please talk to us.
Maybe girls don't hit on you or guys don't hit on you because they go, as if I can get her. She's so hot. 131060, we're your friends. Yes. Lean on
us. Give us a call.
Have a whinge about how hard it is
right now
to be hot.
This is
Explain
the
It to Byron.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
This is a very special opportunity, isn't it?
It is because hot people have problems and they often get ignored by their friends and family members or work colleagues. And I get that. I understand. If one of my hot friends tried to have a whinge about they couldn't find a guy or that it's just, you know, they're struggling in life, you look at them and go, but you are so beautiful that people throw rose petals as you walk down the street. Mm. I mean, stop whinging. But they're allowed problems. Like this guy Sam on Married at First Sight last night. He's been struggling. He's just too good looking. Yep. And women think he's a player and that he's not in it for love. Oh, the poor pigeonholed hot people. Now we've got Natalie and Berry. Hey, Nat.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, Nat. Now, just by the nature of you being on the line, we're going to assume you're a hottie patottie, Nat. Would I be right?
yeah, so I do get a lot of attention when I go out. My friends are like, you're so hot, you're really beautiful, X, Y, Z. So, I do get a bit of attention.
Mm-hmm.
But...
Mm-hmm. The downside. Talk us through the downside. Yeah,
talk us through the downside of being so hot.
The downside is that I've been single for 2 years and I've been trying to find someone to settle down with. And I'll go on like a date or two with a guy and the guy just wants to get in my pants. Right. And if I say no and I'm like, I'm looking for a serious relationship, they disappear.
Do you know what, Nat? I think what's happening too is the nice guys, see, it's the players that are confident that are going, oh, look how hot this woman is. Yeah. I'm going to go and hit on her and have my way. And sorry, that sounded really crass. But it's the nice guys, they go, oh, she's too hot.
Go
and they're not
someone,
coming up to you.
You got
to
go someone not that good looking, Nat. Someone like a Byron.
Oh, yeah, I was waiting for that.
You could go out
with. You, Natalie.
And he's not after that, because he's old as
probably,
well.
No, we'd probably both be
so
tense.
You'd be able to have a nice dinner.
Thanks, Natalie.
And he'd be asleep before dinner ends because he naps a lot.
All right. Something about my retirement home now or... Let them all out. Let them all out. It's just the same joke done in five different ways. Thank you very much, Natalie.
Nat loved it.
That's good stuff. We'll get to the next one.
Just says quick nap.
Steve, stop laughing at him.
He has his sweet corn soup and then...
Okay.
Wake up, Byron. Okay.
I watch Wheel of Fortune, then I'm straight to bed.
After Days of Our Lives.
Very good.
I'm sorry, Byron. Oh, he got me. Thank you for that, Nat. Now we've got Claire from Kilsyth. Hi, Claire.
Some of my best ones.
Hello.
Claire, I'm going to speak on your behalf. Don't be humble. You're obviously very hot and you've got problems that you would love to vent with us.
Yes, similar problems to Nat from the previous caller, but then I met someone and now the problem is... his mates will turn around and go, oh, you're batting a bit above your average, aren't you, mate?
Oh, yeah.
And so I really feel for him, like, because, yeah.
He's going to get insecure.
I get it often on Instagram when I post a photo of Snooksy.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, you're batting well above, Fev.
You are.
Yeah, I know. Don Bradman. Really, like... he's such a beautiful person.
You don't want him to run away, Claire, going, well, she's too good for me, and everyone's telling... Because that will, tap into his self-esteem.
Right.
Oh,
yeah,
Claire.
I know. And I love him to pieces. It's not that I've told him that, but it's that, like, oh, my God, I love him.
Do you think he's listening right now?
Beautiful moment.
No, I hope he's not listening right now, because I actually haven't said that to him.
That's really beautiful.
How long have you been together for?
Tell him, Claire. That's beautiful.
Maybe nearly a year.
Oh, and you love him to pieces, Claire. Please tell him that's beautiful.
He's such a beautiful person.
Would you consider like getting around in like a paper bag or like really daggy clothes to try to even it out a bit, maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
Claire should put a paper bag on her hair.
Well, if you're too hot.
If anyone should, probably the bloke should. He's the one that's not attractive.
No, I think
that he is. That's the thing. Okay. So,
beautiful on the inside. That's what counts.
It came out wrong, but you know what I was trying to say?
Byron hasn't got any of that.
Oh, excuse me.
Oh, what?
You've had your fun.
Say goodbye to boring and hello to Willow Apartments Doncaster. With a 5% deposit, say hello now and receive a bonus $9,000 in Smeg appliances free. Visit willowdoncaster.com.au for more.